Toronto, fewer Ontario students in grades 3 and 6 are meeting the provincial standard in reading and writing compared to last year, while math scores are steady or slightly improving, though still low, according to new standardized testing results. The Education Quality and Accountability Office results from the 2023-24 school year show that grade 6 and 9 math results remain stubbornly low, with only about half of students meeting the standard, while 61% of grade 3 students met the standard, which has increased by 1 percentage point each of the past 2 years. For grade 3 students, 71% met the provincial standard in reading, down 2 percentage points from the previous year, and 64% met the standard in writing, down from 65% the previous year. For students in grade 6, 82% met the provincial standard in reading, down 2 percentage points from the previous year, and 80% met the standard in writing, down from 84% in the previous year. Students in grade 10 typically write the Ontario Secondary School Literacy Test, which assesses literacy to the end of grade 9, and 85% were successful, the same percentage as last year. Education Minister Jill Dunlop said the results are encouraging. Today's EQAO results show that, after years of disruption to foundational classroom learning resulting from the pandemic, student learning in Ontario is stabilizing as our government's focus on core learning and practical skills development begins to be felt, she wrote in a statement. We can see that Ontario students are benefiting from our government's back-to-basics approach, including over $165 million in investments to support literacy and math, as well as the steps we have taken to avoid labor unrest so students can remain in the classroom. Dunlop said in her statement that a few school boards were able to drastically improve their math results, with a 14 percentage point increase in the Limestone District School Board in Grade 3 math and a 12 percentage point increase in the Bruce Gray Catholic District School Board in Grade 6 math. These examples will provide important evidence as we continue to fully implement measures aimed at strengthening students' core skills in the coming years, she wrote. The CEO of the Standardized Testing Office said in a statement that elementary school reading achievement is high and shows an encouraging stability over time, while writing achievement deserves more attention. Closing learning gaps remains the ultimate goal of everyone invested in education, Dan Koenig wrote. EQAO data and outreach help develop and strengthen initiatives that support students locally and system-wide, as assessment information enhances our understanding of students' needs and strengths. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 26, 2024. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press.